It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great atmosphere, great staff, great food. In fact, Jeremy, you eat in the bar in the White Sands Hotel quite frequently.
What are you getting at? What is your
You love the place so much you have a lot to eat there.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating anything except you eat a lot. That's what I'm insinuating.
Yes, they do excellent food. Lovely pizza, lovely sandwiches, lovely steaks, and lovely chicken wings.
And you love their scones as well. Don't you?
Yes, I do eat. Yeah. I eat a lot of their scones. Scones, as I call them.
Anyway, pop in if you're in this area to the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You might recall a couple of weeks ago, we did a podcast which was listened to very widely. And the podcast was called Autism Mum Humiliated by Security Guard in Dublin Supermarket. That was the name of the episode.
Can I just recap on what happened there? So this was an autism mum who contacted us. And she was shopping in a very well-known shopping centre in Dublin Southside with her child who has autism. And unfortunately, the only time she could go to the shopping centre was during a very busy period. Now, those of you who know anything about autism will know that children with autism sometimes get overwhelmed when they're in a place where there's a lot of noise or it's busy. And if you've ever been in a supermarket during busy times, it's literally a nightmare for a child with autism. Anyway, the child had an autism meltdown, an autism episode in the aisle, and started pulling things off the shelves. And the security guard, who obviously wasn't trained in how to deal with children with autism or how to spot it, was basically a bit of an arsehole. The way he dealt with the situation, told them they had to leave the shop. And it threw open a whole discussion about, you know, children with autism and how parents control their meltdowns. Because unlike a child that doesn't, if my children don't have autism, and when they have a meltdown, it's very easy to rectify it. But if you have a child that does have autism,
can be a lot more difficult.
The worst thing you can possibly do, from what I've been told, is grab the child, is try and calm the child down. You just need to give the child some space to basically get it out of their system. But it really is, it's a handful for parents, isn't it?
It is, and I was shocked. We were all shocked listening to that story of how a security guard, rather than trying to find out what the issue was with the child, just threw the mother and child out of the supermarket. Anyway, at the time, we heard lots of stories from lots of parents who've gone through very similar things with their children. But I got this message that I want to read to you from a lady called Rona. And we're going to be talking to Rona in a couple of minutes. But here's the message that she sent in to us after having listened to that episode of the podcast.
Because this hit so many autism parents.
Yeah,
listening
absolutely.
To this episode, because they were all messages. And we got so many messages and they all more or less said the same thing. This is me. This is my life. This has happened to me.
100%. So this is the message that we got from Rona. She says, "Hi guys, I was listening to your recent episode of Opinions Matter called Autism Mum Humiliated by Security Guard in Dublin Supermarket. My heart went out to that mother, as I have had many similar experiences myself. I'd love to reach out to that mother to let her know that help is available. My children's lives, and mine for that matter, have changed for the better in recent years since we discovered the amazing benefits of CBD oil for children on the autism spectrum. Perhaps you could put me in touch with that mother or talk to me on your podcast about this." And that is from a lady called Rona. Now, I know little about CBD oil. I know even less about how CBD oil can help children on the autism spectrum.
Didn't even know it could, I'll be honest with
you. But I've been reading up over about it over the last while, and apparently it is a great benefit. So for that mother who originally contacted us about what happened in the supermarket, this conversation could be very interesting.
And by the way, if you are a parent that has a child with autism, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a WhatsApp 0858252626 and let us know, have you tried this, or how did you deal with those meltdowns? And because I know from friends of mine who are parents of children with autism, they hate going to places where they think this is going to happen, because it's always on the back of your mind. So if there's any advice on how to make this a bit easier, because you know, guys, this podcast is generally we're arguing about stuff and we're generally, you know, having a debate about some big topic or whatever. But sometimes we want to be actually informative, and we want, if doing this topic today actually helps a couple of parents in raising their children with autism, then we've done a good job. That's all what we're here to do. So if you have been in that situation, give us a WhatsApp and let us know what you did to help.
Rona, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Rona?
I'm great. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for bringing me on. I really appreciate it.
Now, the message that we got from you was very interesting, because obviously when you heard that story of that mother in that supermarket being told to leave by a security guard after her child had an episode in the supermarket, obviously it struck a chord with you. But what I was very interested in, and what the reason I wanted to talk to you, was because of your message of how in recent years you discovered the benefits of CBD oil and the benefits for children on the autism spectrum from CBD oil. Let me firstly ask, what exactly is CBD oil?
So CBD oil is basically made from the hemp plant. The hemp plant is a natural plant that's grown. It was stopped growing in Ireland over the years because it was thought to be related to the cannabis plant, which would be the one that gives you the high, that's addictive, that's habit forming, all that kind of stuff as well. So the hemp plant is like a sister plant of that, and it's just full of goodness. It's full of cannabinoids. CBD is only one of the cannabinoids in it. And basically what the oil does, it helps your own system. So we all have different systems in our body. We have digestive system, nervous system, everything like that. We have a system called the endocannabinoid system, and it lies dormant unless you put CBD oil into your body. And when you put CBD oil, it's like a manager of all your systems. It helps all your systems to work better. So it also helps the immune system, the digestive system, but mainly this particular blend of oil is great for the nervous system, which anxiety, stress, like sensory issues. So it basically helps the body. It's all natural. It just helps the body to work better, and the effects are unbelievable.
Okay, so you yourself have an adult child now with Asperger's, you've a child with autism, and you've another child with Down syndrome. Now, tell me how this CBD oil helps all of them.
So we discovered it was 8 years ago. Joshua was 2.5, that's my second boy, who has autism, dyspraxia and dyslexia. And we had a nurse coming out to look after my daughter, Molly, who had just been through heart surgery. And while she was with me, Joshua decided to have a meltdown. This is where that conversation struck me so much when I heard that mum, because you just don't know the hour of or the day or why, or, you know, they can have everything they want, and then suddenly it's a meltdown for absolutely no reason. And this particular day he was having one. So I said to the nurse, I said, look, would you mind looking after Molly for a minute? I need to deal with this. And she turned around and she says, oh, actually, my nephew has autism. Have you ever tried CBD oil or thought about CBD oil? And 8 years ago, it wasn't talked about a lot in Ireland, and I was like, I'm gonna give my child drugs, are you mad? You know, and I'm a total anti-drug person. And she explained to me that it was just a natural, holistic, a natural product that just helps the body to work better. So I looked into it, I did my Google searches, I found a video of a little boy in America and I showed him before taking oil and after taking oil. I was like, oh my God, it's very interesting. So I did my research and I said, you know what, I'm going to try it. So I ordered the oil, and back then I had to order it through an American company because there was very little over here at the time. So we got it, and I told nobody, absolutely nobody, we're going to try it. Gave it to him the first day. So at the time, Joshua was 2.5. He was nonverbal, no communication. He didn't even acknowledge he had a baby sister or an older brother. He was just meltdown every day. We wouldn't even gone to a shopping center. He was stimming all day long. He never slept a wink, bounced 24 hours a day on his knees. And so we gave him the oil that day, and he would only eat yellow food, which is like waffles or no good sort of chips, but he was eating very, very little at the time. So gave him the oil, sent him off. He was in a play school at the time. And I went to collect him. I said, I wonder now, would they have noticed the difference? So I was just, how did he get on today? And they're like, oh my God, he was actually particularly good. She said, he actually tried a vegetable today. And for any autism moms or dads listening on here, for a child with autism to eat a vegetable, it's like hallelujah. I was like, oh my God, this has to be fluke. So the next day I came home and she said, oh my God, he tried spaghetti bolognese today. And day after day, he was trying more foods. Within a week, his eye contact came back. I actually videoed him. So I started videoing this. So I actually have a video diary from before he started the oil to today. Because I just couldn't believe what was happening in front of my eyes. And it was more, I could look back and go, oh my God, look, he's doing that there now. And you can actually see him looking at and touching Molly and going over to her and interacting. And literally, as the weeks went on, it just got better and better. We went to the occupational therapist at the time, who had set like a 6-month program to hopefully get him to interact. And I went 3 weeks later and she was like, what the hell have you done? He was already interacting and taking turns, and they were absolutely flabbergasted.
This is using CBD oil with your child. You noticed an unbelievable improvement in his entire quality of life.
Absolutely. Within days, within a day, we saw changes. Eventually words came, then speech came. So he's now 10. He was in the scouts. He was in the local darts team. He's just joined the local football team. He is in mainstream school with an SNA now. He's fully verbal. I can bring him anywhere. He goes, he has lots of friends. He's very social. He does a little podcast with me now. We have a little Facebook group where we kind of share his journey, and it's kind of like a quieter place for families to find out more about the oil and ask questions anonymously, because a lot of people don't want to discuss it in public.
Okay, now obviously one of the things that people think when they hear of CBD oil is cannabis. They think, oh, this is cannabis, you're putting your child on cannabis.
Do people actually think that?
Some people do, yeah.
They still do. Yeah.
Okay, so how describe to me how CBD oil isn't cannabis, is not related to cannabis, and also is not illegal.
Okay, so to be legal in Ireland, you have to have in CBD oil, which is a hemp oil as opposed to a cannabis oil. So it's from the hemp plant. So there is CBD in it, but the THC levels, which are the levels that cause the high or the, you know, habit forming parts of it, they have to be less than 0.2%. It's only a trace of the THC in it. So we are fully tested. The oil we are fully tested. It has to be tested, and it's tested on a very, very regular basis to make sure it's kept under the legal levels. Once it's less than 0.2%, it doesn't have any addictive qualities and it doesn't have any high or anything like that. So the cannabis that you get in Amsterdam, that you smoke, all that sort of, that has high THC levels. So that's the difference. There is elements of CBD, but it's actually the hemp plant that it's from, which is where it's completely legal. It's completely safe within Ireland, England, most of Europe.
Ronan, can I ask you, I have two questions to ask you, first of all, because from what you've said about the change in your own child, it seems like it's a miracle cure. If you were to quantify it, how difficult things were compared to they are now. So say, for instance, did your child have meltdowns in public places?
Actually, it was funny that the day that we started the oil, I videoed him in Woody's having a complete meltdown in the middle of the shopping center. And as I said, you can see it in the video. And then we took a video 3 weeks later in the exact same shop, and he was looking around as though he'd just seen life outside of his head for the first time.
And sorry, what was that meltdown? The meltdown in Woody's, what was it about? Was it just overwhelming, the noise in Woody's, the fact that he was in a store?
Yeah, it wasn't, because I mean, there's days you could bring him to a shopping centre or a shop like that, and then there's days for absolutely no reason he would just say, no, not today.
Okay, so if you were to put that the way his paid behaviour was at a 10, say on the scale it was a 10, what is it now? How much has CBD oil brought to scale down, if that makes sense.
Oh, it's a one. It's a, I would say a zero. Well, like he's like a typical, like when I introduce him to people, they don't even think he has autism. And he doesn't. And that's one thing I'd like to get across. CBD oil doesn't get rid of autism, nor would I want it to. I've two boys and they're amazing and they think amazingly different to the way I think. And I think it's fascinating. But the stimming is gone. The sleep is back. The normal for them and for us to live a quality of life. And I mean, from both sides, you know, he doesn't get stimulated. He can go and enjoy things now. And like he will turn around to me on days like we're all on the CBD oil now. And I tried myself then after about a few months because I wanted to see what is this doing? Like, how does he feel when he's on it? I was on it for 2 weeks and I didn't really feel much of a difference after 2 weeks. There were some people it takes longer to kick in. And that's why people often just try it once and go, oh, that didn't work for me. You have to take it consistently and you have to take it over a couple of weeks. And it's all down to your body's ability to absorb CBD. So everybody's different. But for me, it took 2 to 3 weeks. And I said, oh, I don't think it's really making a difference. And I came off it. And it was only when I came off it, I went, oh my God, get me back on it straight away. And I've been on it for 7 years now as well. And it just basically, like the way I would describe it, it just calms the noise in your head and the overthinking and the anxiety and the stresses. And they're still all there, but it's just you can cope a lot better and you can focus. That's why like the oil we're using now, I've rebranded as Focus. Because you can actually focus on what you're doing. You can actually focus on what you're doing. And for my perspective for a child with autism is, if you've got all these sensory issues going on, you've got noise, you've got lights, you've got this. If those sensory issues are high, it's easier to go into your own little world and stay in your own bubble and not deal with all that.
Okay, so the CBD oil, and interestingly, you've been using this product yourself and with your children for a number of years, but you're so focused on it, you're so committed to it, you believe the benefits are so overwhelming that you now are fronting a company called Focus, which you just mentioned, which is selling CBD oil particularly targeted at children on the spectrum.
Yeah, and the parents who have to deal with the children on the spectrum. Yeah, absolutely. And it was more because I've been speaking about it for 8 years. I've been blogging about it for 8 years. And I went, you know what? I'm the mum. I've lived the life that people are living now. I can relate to everything. I answer every single phone call personally. I answer every single email personally because I know what it is to live that life. I don't want, you know, I can have 10 people on sales doing that if I want to do that. It's not about that. For me, like I had a woman on this morning whose son sat for a haircut for the first time in 8 years. And she was crying her eyes out going, I can. And these small changes, they're gold to me. They are what I do this for. So if people, and people believe me because they've seen the journey, they've been following me for 8 years and know I'm real. I'm not just coming on here trying to sell a product just for the sake of it. I want to change lives and I want to educate people about the benefits of this. It's not for everybody, but you know, as I always say, I can't guarantee how it's going to work for your child because it's down to your body. I can guarantee it's worth trying. It's definitely worth trying on everything.
Rona, I'm going to come back to you in just one second because in just a moment I'm going to be talking to a lady called Susan with her story.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Susan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susan?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Susan. So tell me, please, your story and how you interact with CBD oil.
Yeah, so I guess I followed Rona for the last probably 8 years close to it, and I've seen her, you know, her journey on it and how her kids have got on with it. And recently, most recently was actually my little boy. He was 5 and a half and he stopped eating. We had a lot that had gone in our lives personally, family breakup. So there was a lot of pressure in the family and for him that manifested in not eating. He literally just said, Mommy, I don't ever want to eat again. And so as a parent, that was probably one of the most stressful things.
I can imagine.
I didn't even know what to do, to be honest. My mum is a GP as well. So, you know, I had that around me, but nothing was really working. I could not get him seen. There was obviously something deeper going on that the system just couldn't help me with. And I mentioned it to Rona one day and she had said, you know, why don't you try these? So he wouldn't take the oil. But then the gummies came out and he took the gummies and...
Okay, so these are basically jelly sweets, essentially, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like, because they're used to taking vitamins. So for him, this was like, oh, great, yeah, I'll take one of these. And so he tried them, and taste would be a big thing for him. Now, he wouldn't, he's very, very fussy on taste, on texture. And that's another thing, obviously, that we're waiting for with the system. But he tried it for me. And within 2 weeks, he was eating again. He actually got in the car one day and said, I'm starving. And I burst into tears. I was just like, oh my, just to hear those words. And honestly, the only thing I can put it down to is those gummies, because nothing else was working. And nothing else had changed except that we had introduced these gummies for him. And for me, that was honestly just a game changer. I mean, I couldn't even sleep because I was so worried. And so I was taking the oil as well. But just to see him and the impact that it had on him was life-changing. I almost said it's like he got the munchies.
And explain to people what CBD gummies actually are, because I've never heard of these before. I don't know if you have, Adrian.
Heard of them, yeah.
What exactly are they?
So it's, you know the vitamin gummies that you can get, or the sleep gummies, or like there's so many different types of gummies. It's just a different way of taking a supplement or a vitamin. And especially for kids, they've now been introducing like gummy vitamins. So it's really easy. They think it's a sweet. And so from what I've learned from Rona is that this is, the product is infused into the gummies. And Rona, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's almost like they're infusing the flavorless version of it so that it's even easier for the kids to take. Because like I said, he wouldn't take anything.
Yeah, so they're basically, they're like, they look like Haribo gummies, and they're very sweet. They taste, there's a slight taste of CBD off them, but you know, most kids aren't getting the flavour of it, but they're actually full spectrum. So it's the full dose of CBD oil in one gummy. So we had also brought out a water-soluble version, which is basically, because a lot of kids are struggling with getting the oil in, because it is quite a strong taste. So last year we brought out the water-soluble, which is basically a tasteless version of the oil. So you just basically put into their drink in the morning, put in the drink in the lunchtime and in the evening, and they're getting all their CBD without even knowing they're taking anything. So it's great for kids who are sensory with food especially. And the gummies now are just, some of them are absolutely loving them instead of the oil. So adults as well, they're really tasty.
And in terms of, Susan, for you with your child, the way of getting the CBD oil into your child is using these gummies. But in terms of the impact, we've been getting messages in from a number of people basically saying that CBD oil has just been a game changer. Is that a term that you would use? Is a game changer in terms of your child and their autism?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're still waiting to figure out what diagnosis it could be. But I mean, there's something going on there that he's literally telling me at 5.5 years old that he never wants to eat again. And so the pressure that bit of, like, I'm a solo parent, so I'm handling most of this stuff myself. And so the pressure that it was on me, I've just started my own business. There's so much going on. I have a little girl as well. It was an enormous pressure on me. But thinking about what he was going through, he was getting thinner by the day. He had these black circles under his eyes. Like the worry, it would bring me to tears nearly every single day. And there was nothing else I could do. Like, I can't force him to eat. You know, those things that people would say, look, just give them whatever they want to eat. But again, then you're thinking about, well, he's not really having enough energy from chocolate muffins is all he would eat for nearly a week. All these kind of things. And
sorry for cutting across you. Both of you there, yeah. Both of you are autism mums. Can I ask you a question? If this is, and I'm not doubting it, by the way, if this is as brilliant as you say it is, and I'm not doubting you, by the way, how come more, because we do a lot of autism topics on this podcast, as we said, we did one only a couple of weeks ago about the supermarket.
That's what sparked this conversation.
Yeah. How come every single autism parent hasn't tried this? Is it because they're not aware of it, or are they slightly afraid of trying it because there's a lot of misinformation about CBD?
I think it's
lack of education.
And misinformation about it.
Yeah, people who use CBD and the change.
Sorry, ladies. A regular listener to this podcast, Keith, messaged as soon as he heard you both on, and he said, "By the way, it's a positive, but He says it's about time something positive was said about the cannabis oil. So his automatic assumption is that CBD is cannabis oil, and it's not. Sure, it's not.
No, it's a hemp oil, but there is CBD in it. So there is cannabis in it, but it's minimal. As I say, it's only a trace of it of the THC levels. So it's hugely a miscommunication of, again, people hear CBD, they think drugs. That's the initial thing. Every time I talk to a new parent, they're like that. There's also the other element is when you go on social media and talk about it, a lot of the, you know, Instagram, TikTok, they shut you down the minute you mention anything to do with cannabis. The word cannabis is automatically targeted. So there's a lot of stuff where you can't talk about it. And in Ireland, even with TV, like I've been campaigning about this for years, trying to get on TV, trying to get on radio stations. And, you know, the minute they hear CBD, again, it's just misunderstanding. They think I want to promote something that's going to give their child a high or give them a high, and that's illegal. So it's really trying to educate people that this is a natural product grown in Irish soil. And, you know, it's a third part, a third generation Irish farmers who create our CBD oil. And it's all tested. It's all certified organic, certified vegan. It's as pure a product as you're going to get. But yeah, people will go to the doctor and get, you know, tablets for their kids, and not like who looks up their, you know, what's in their tablets. They just give it to them because that's what they've been recommended. So it's really just educating people and trying to get it out there. That's why I'm so grateful for you to sharing this. So hopefully you can find a lot of autism parents who, you know, and give them some hope, because it is a hopeless situation when you are in that. And I remember it very well. I have three kids with special needs. So, you know, and it's like, it doesn't stop the struggles coming. And our system is so bad here that we don't have the services. So we have to do what we can for our kids. And that's why I advocate so strongly for this, and hope to make a change with it.
And in terms of, you said it doesn't necessarily work for everybody, but what sort of percentage can this actually help?
We're talking about 95%. I'd say 5% of our customers came back and said it's, you know, and it's not necessarily that it didn't work. It's maybe not the right time for them, or something else is going on in their system that, you know, because the CBD will go to where it needs in the body. The oil will go to where it needs in the body and work fixing that first. So it could be that it's fixing something in the digestive system and then going to the nervous system. So every situation is different. You know, there is medications that are contraindicated. So the likes of, if you're on blood thinners or beta blockers, you have to consult, like with any medication, I could say consult with your doctor. But in particular, heart meds, you know, you need to be aware, because it can drop the blood pressure a little bit. So
okay, so in terms of this product and how it can help parents, is there any medical approval for it? In other words, will a doctor advise that you use CBD oil?
So the funny thing is, I've actually lots of doctors on it. They're not allowed officially to promote, because it's not a medical device as such. That's the wording they used with me. But there is some research going on with our product that will be forthcoming in the future. But at the moment, no, doctors won't. They will tell their patients on the quiet, yes, you know, I've heard great reports, but they're not allowed officially because it's not a medical thing. You know what I mean? They can't prescribe it as such. But I actually have, I know personally several doctors who are on it and highly recommend it.
Okay, do me a favour, Rona, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. I'm going to be talking to another autism parent, should I say, straight after the break.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, you're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. We're talking to a lady called Rona, who contacted us last week about a podcast that we had a couple of weeks back. And the podcast that we had a couple of weeks back was about a child with autism who had a meltdown in the supermarket, and the security guard, rather than trying to console the mammy involved here, threw her and the child out of the supermarket. And a lady called Rona contacted us to reach out to help. And she's highlighting CBD oil as a great benefit for children on the autism spectrum. And as she just said, she believes it can help up to 95% of children. And
well, sorry, Rona, there's a question here from a listener just came in from Amanda saying, can anybody use it? In other words, is there anything that would prevent somebody from using it, or can anybody try it?
They generally recommend it over 18 months. There's no research why, but they just generally recommend it over 18 months, and they not during pregnancy. But other than that, again, it's just any medications, just to check with your doctor or to check with me. I do have a lady who's an expert who has a medical background who double checks some medications for me. But generally, it's just blood thinners or beta blockers that are contraindicated for it, or have to be just double checked. But other than that, absolutely everybody.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in some more of your calls. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. And another question, sorry, Rona, is just from Paul. He asks, what about CBD gummies? Are they as good? Now, we were just talking about them a moment ago. Mm-hmm. And by all accounts, yes, is the answer.
Yeah, they are. So the only difference with the gummies is because they help to go through the digestive system, they can take a little bit longer to kick in. So I recommend them as a top-up product. Like, I have them in the car for, you know, when you're stuck in traffic and your head's about to explode, you're going to have to be here and you're starting to get stressed out. And when you're on CBD oil, it works faster because it goes, like, the water soluble goes straight in because it, obviously we're made up of so much water. The oil goes in through the under the tongue. So they go into the system much faster, but the gummies take a little bit longer to feel the effects because they go through the digestive system and they have to go through all that. So they're great as a top-up product with the oil or with the water if you want them to really work the best.
Okay, let me bring in Susan. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susan?
Hiya,
it's
Shauna.
Oh, Shauna. Sorry, Shauna. How are you?
Oh, you're grand.
How are you getting on? Good, thank you. Now, Shauna, we're talking about CBD oil and the benefits for kids with autism. You only went on this road about 6 months ago, is that right?
I did, yeah. I went on it originally over a year ago, and I originally tried the pure CBD oil that Rona sells, but I found that I wasn't getting as quick of a response. And then a few months back, we went on holiday to Amber Springs with my son, who's 8. And it was an absolute disaster from start to finish. She just wouldn't leave the hotel room, completely out of routine, new environment. It was a nightmare, it was. So as a last resort, I was like, right, we're putting back on it. And my husband noticed differences last year, but I think I was just wanting them a bit more quicker. So this time then, coming back down the road, literally driving home from Amber Springs, I ordered the water-soluble CBD that Rona now sells. And when I tell you I have a different son, not even funny.
Really? It's been that significant a difference?
Amazing. So Ryan is on medication to help him sleep. He's now sleeping through the night. Not a problem. I always had a child that went to bed at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and could wake up anytime from 3 o'clock, sometimes earlier. And that's him awake for the day. But since we started him back on the CBD, he's sleeping through the night now. The earliest he's woken is 6 in the morning, but sure, you take that, you know what I mean? If he's going to sleep at 10:30 at night, happy days. The other thing as well, which was a massive milestone in my house, was that actually just yesterday evening, I always had a barber that came to the house, did a house call just because it was too distressing with Ryan to bring him into a barber shop to get a haircut. And even with the barber in the house, sometimes it would take two of us to hold him in order to keep him secure from getting hurt while he was getting his hair cut. My husband would have to literally like help him secure his body, and I would have to secure his head in a way that he didn't get clipped or snipped with the scissors when he was getting his hair cut. Yesterday, I was away with my daughter and the barber texted me and was like, wow, what a different child. And I was like, why? What was he like with a completely different child? He sat on the chair like a little lamb and got his hair cut, no problem. And Ryan always particularly suffers with getting the meat bits all in around the ear and the neck and stuff like that. He literally sat like a little lamb, got his hair cut, let Brendan cut in all around his ears, all down around his neck, not a problem. Stood up, high-fived the barber and went in for a shower, not a problem. And then the most significant as well actually was today, was this morning, his teacher got in touch with me and she asked me, has Ryan ever roast for you before? And I was like, no, never, because he lacks motor skills, that's not able to manage a spoon or a fork or any a pencil, anything. But she sent me a video. He wrote the alphabet out this morning. Like, I can't even explain the difference in my son. It is unbelievable. It's just remarkable.
And can I ask you then, yes, when you heard about this in the first place, because I'm fascinated with this whole thing of,
yes,
and people being worried about using CBD oil and whatever. When you heard about, yes, this first, were you a little bit anxious about trying it, or did you just decide, here, we're going to give this a shot and see how it works?
To be honest with you, any mammy that's going through the whole thing of having an autistic child, you do get to a stage where you literally try anything in order to eliminate the meltdowns and help your child as best possible. And I have another daughter in the house and she's 9, and like seeing the impact that even Ryan is having on her day to day, it was just having a knock-on effect for everything with me and my husband walking the whole shebang. So when it came to the CBD aisle, it was like, you try anything. Do you know? I was like, no, that's it. We're trying it. As I said, last year we did try it. And then my husband was more patient than me. And my husband, Alex, he noticed it a lot quicker than what I did. But I was kind of like, I'd expect a little bit more. But see, the water soluble, it's obviously the way that Ryan is digesting it. He's obviously digesting it much better through the water soluble. It's just phenomenal because Ryan.
You were telling us that he's begun making eye contact again, using words, yes, forming sentences, yes, engaging with the family, all the like things that would be very typical of, yes, our children with autism. He's now fighting back against all of that because of this.
Literally, yeah. And what was the most, one of the another things as well that we noticed as well this year, with Ryan, when he's off school during the summer and then going back into school, it's always a massive hurdle. And like for the last week in the summer, I was like gearing myself up going, oh my God, like it's going to kick off now when it comes to me taking the uniform and all that out. It's just pure meltdown. This year, I took the uniform out, the school bag, his lunchbox, packed everything, got him up, dressed, everything. He just literally, it was like he was doing it every day, just went off in a bus. As happy, a happy little child.
That is unbelievable.
When I tell you it's unbelievable, because I actually I put him on the bus and I closed the front door and I just stood there and I was like, did that actually just happen? Because I was fully expecting him to be kicking and screaming, going, I'm not going back to school. But no, he literally just went back to school like it was no issue, no problem. Yeah.
Now, I have to say, Rona, it sounds unbelievable when I hear stories like this. And you heard one.
I'm actually nearly in tears.
Yeah, no, it's
every time I hear these stories, it brings me back to those moments I had of when it happened to Joshua. It was like, oh my God, this can't be real. It's mad. Sorry, I'm going to be emotional listening to it.
Yeah, no, absolutely, 100%. And again, for people who, and I know there are a lot of parents listening to this with children with autism, I know you're going to be sharing this podcast on your own social media and whatever, but yeah, for people who've never really ever heard of this before as an aid to helping children on the spectrum, what do you say to that parent who is a little bit nervous? I mean, you just heard our last caller there saying she just decided to go for it because you'll try anything once. For those parents who are, I suppose, perhaps at their wit's end, who just are finding it really difficult, put their minds at ease in terms of using CBD oil with their autistic child.
So the first thing I say is go to my Instagram page and have a look at Josh's video. So the video, I can't make that up. And it's literally what Sean there has just described in video form, that you can actually physically see the differences. And no, it's not just a story or somebody. You can actually see it for yourself. So Josh's video there has had over a million hits. It's a phenomenal video. And it just happened to be clips I recorded at the time. And then I have a Facebook group, which is a private group where you can go in and lots of people share their stories in there. And it's a private space where you can talk and honestly ask questions. But again, you can message me directly through Instagram or the group. I answer everything. I talk to every single parent. It's so funny because everyone just hears me on the phone the whole time because I know what it's like. And I know it's nice to be able to talk to somebody who gets it and to understand it. And for me, the joy is actually hearing the likes of those stories.
Let me, Rona, let you get a little plug in then for, you're so devoted to this as an aid for parents that you are now fronting a company. Tell me a bit about the company and what you sell and how people can find out more.
Brilliant. So it's the same oil that I've been using for the last 7 years. We initially started off in a different oil, and then we found this Irish farmer who created oil. That was the oil we were on for years. I rebranded it 2 years ago under my own name, Focus by Rona X. So everything's under Focus by Rona X, www.focusbyronax.com. My Instagram is all by Rona X. We have three products at the moment. We have our CBD oil, which is the one with the strong taste. We have the water soluble, which is the one I would advise for people with kids or people who are sensory to taste. That's basically practically tasteless. You just push it into drinks. All the information on the website anyway. And then we have our gummies, but we do have more products coming out in the very near future. Some which are not CBD related, but they're absolutely amazing products. But everything's on the website and all the information is there. But it's just a three products at the moment, and we're hoping to grow.
And obviously, even the name. So Focus is the name of the brand, and that's it. Literally does what it says on the tin, essentially.
Yeah, it's Focus CBD, Focus water soluble, or Focus gummies.
Okay, so
there's no different variations. It's just simple, one product for everybody.
Okay, Focus by Rona, RHONAX.com. All right, I just want to squeeze in one final call on this, and that's you. Niamh, you yourself, Niamh, have as an adult have used CBD oil. What are the benefits for you?
Oh, it's just brilliant that you're talking about this, because I suffer drastically with insomnia, have done for years. I know me. I have, I'll get addicted to something. I'm a smoker. I just have that personality. So I was terrified of going down the sleeping tablet route, because I knew I'd love them. Do you know what I mean? Because they'd make me sleep. And somebody suggested CBD oil to me. And I thought, how can an oil, how can this help? But my God, it really does. I mean, you just take, because I'm an adult, I use a vape. I use it through that. So I just take a couple of puffs, about maybe 20 minutes to half an hour before I go to sleep. And you just fall into the most natural sleep. And the most important thing for me is it helps me stay asleep. That was always my problem. I'd go asleep, I'd be awake maybe an hour later, and then I'd be awake for the rest of the night. But this is just incredible. You don't feel hungover or anything the next day. You just wake up feeling like you've had a restful sleep. It saves people like me having to go to the doctor and sort of, beg for things.
And when you hear, as you've been hearing from different parents who have used CBD oil with their children, and I mean, some of the stories we're after hearing about the immense benefits for kids on the spectrum, from what you're saying, for you as an adult, that doesn't really surprise you, no?
It does. I never actually, before today, I never actually thought of it being used for children or adults with ADHD or autism. I never thought of that, but it doesn't surprise me, because it just seems to work. I can't tell you how, I can't tell you why, but it really, really does. And it's, I'm only speaking as an adult, I've no medical background, so I don't want to influence anyone, but I really, as an adult, I wouldn't be afraid of it. It's not, it doesn't make you feel groggy. It doesn't make you feel bad. You don't feel like you're medicating yourself. It's just like, for me, it's just like taking, say, Rescue Remedy or just something just to ease you down and calm. For whatever reason, I'm not sleeping. It just stops that. I read my book for 20 minutes, and then, I can see the words are starting to blur. I put down my book, and the next thing I know, I'm awake. Now, I don't get a full night's sleep. I probably never will again, but I'm definitely getting a good 5 or 6 hours from before I was getting maybe 3 a night.
That's great to hear. It really is. So, this conversation came off the back of a podcast we had a couple of weeks back about a child with autism having a meltdown in a supermarket. And that lady, Rona, contacted us about using CBD oil with kids on the spectrum. And it just sounds... It sounds amazing. It really does. And
And not just for, I know we're talking about, people on the spectrum today, but honestly, there's so many, anxiety, insomnia, there's so many things that can help with it. Definitely, if you're feeling in any way off kilter, just look it up, give it a go. It's not going to do you any harm.
Good to talk to you as always, Niamh. Thanks very much indeed for your call. A lot of you messaging us as we're live on this podcast. A lot of you messaging us, asking us for that website again. The website, if you're interested in finding out more information, and just even asking questions about CBD oil and kids with autism, the website is Focus by Rona, R-H-O-N-A, then the letter X, and then .com. Focus by Rona X.com. And we're not telling you, obviously, that this is a miracle cure or miracle help, but I would suggest to you that there's no harm in even going onto the website and asking questions, asking Rona. She engages with people, as you heard, directly.
Well, we've heard from so many parents who have positive, and we haven't heard, and by the way,
not one negative story.
We would have put a negative on, you know us.
We didn't get one.
Balance everything. There hasn't been one negative comment about it, so what does that tell you?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.